Lisa Subek of the liberal group United Wisconsin says the bills redefine and narrow the definition of what can be considered election-related speech. She says it will ensure that groups that fund what are known as issue ads that don't expressly call for electing or defeating a candidate can continue to keep their funders secret.
Citizens should have the right to know who is spending money to affect our elections and whose voices are, quite frankly, drowning out the voices of ordinary citizens in our electoral process. Free speech is an absolute right, but with that right does come some sense of responsibility, and anonymity is not a guarantee under our Constitution.
But supporters of the bill, like Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, say it doesn't change existing law and will not affect the way campaign contributions are regulated.
To say that this legislation restricts or makes it more difficult to require disclosure is simply not accurate, because issue advocacy is not subject to disclosure right now, and this bill doesn't change that.
Representatives of Wisconsin Right to Life also spoke against the bill, although the group opposes any requirements to disclose funders of issue ads. They asked lawmakers to wait for a ruling on a suit they have filed in a federal court to settle the issue once and for all instead of changing the law now. A Senate committee will vote on the bill today, and it could reach the floor of the Senate before the end of this session. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.